From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Thousands of migrants rode trains and buses and walked through Macedonia and Serbia on Sunday in an effort to get to European Union member Hungary, where authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans fleeing bloody conflicts in their homelands, could travel freely throughout Europe in search of jobs and a better life if they can cross into Hungary. The migrants had landed in debt-wrecked Greece. That's an EU country facing its own financial turmoil. Meanwhile, baton-wielding Macedonian police initially kept the wave of migrants from entering their country and heading further north, sealing the Greek-Macedonian border. However, Macedonia lifted the restrictions Saturday, and by mid-Sunday, 6,000 refugees and migrants had crossed into Serbia, where eight huge United Nations refugee camps were set up to provide food and shelter. Meanwhile, Italy's Coast Guard said Sunday that Italian forces had rescued 4,400 migrants off the coast of Libya in a span of one day after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. So far this year, 100,000 people have made the Mediterranean crossing to Italy. The journey is dangerous, and with small boats struggling in rough waters and overloaded with too many people. However, Saturday's scale of operation was unusually large. North and South Korean officials resumed marathon talks late Sunday afternoon in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned 10 hours later in the early hours of Sunday. Officials, however, have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there's no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress or how long they will continue. This is VOA News.